At LDS Youth, I still miss my brother Sergio. He, my sister, and I were very close. We spent a lot of time together and had a lot of fun. We loved to play and joke around. Before Sergio went on his mission, he baptized me. Sadly, though, he passed away while serving in Peru. I believe that Sergio is in a better place, and he is an angel. My sister Jimena and I feel blessed to have him as a brother, and our parents feel blessed to have him as a son. I know that he is waiting for us. We must put forth our best effort to become an eternal family so that we can all be together forever. I know our Father in heaven loves us and wants the best for us. I love my parents and my sister very much. I try to take care of them and help them however I can, including working with my parents in our family store. Sometimes I still get sad, but I can't stay that way because I know that Sergio is happy, that he is in a safe place, and that he is all right. He loves us and protects us. I have faith that we are going to be together again and be an eternal family. This faith helps me to stay strong. Ruth O., 14, Argentina.
Katie L., age 15, Pennsylvania, USA. I want to serve a mission. The only problem is I'm not even old enough to drive, let alone leave my family for a year and a half. Fortunately, I had the opportunity to serve now by volunteering during the Philadelphia Temple Open House. I participated in the youth cultural celebration, led tours, and even played the violin with my brother in the reception hall. I realized that I can be a missionary without even wearing a tag.
Manuel P., age 17, Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. I was mad at my classmates. They had bad attitudes about a school project, and that was frustrating for me. Then I remembered that a speaker in general conference said we should forgive others and try to see them as God sees them. I realized that I have to try to be understanding of my classmates, and now I know that I should be there for them as God is there for me. God's voice is sweet. It's a voice that fills you with peace, security, and comfort. That is the voice that created everything.
End of the article at LDS Youth. Read by Chloe Patello, Alyssa Peterson, and Ethan Nelson.